You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Dr. Crystal McKinnon, I'm a Yamaji woman and I'm academic at RMIT, and I'm one of the organisers of the Solidarity Rally for Kumanjay Walker here in Melbourne, and we're organising at the request of the Yuendumu community and the elders there.
This walk that is taking place in Melbourne is part of protests taking place right across the country.
Yeah, that's right. There's 10 rallies at last count across Australia today, all in support and solidarity with the Yuendumu community and also other communities who've suffered at the hands of police brutality and violence.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack in what's unravelling, because there's conflicting stories. For legal reasons, we can't say much, but the community and the official report and the information coming out of the community are conflicting, and it seems some basic, actually, protocols were not followed.
Yeah, there were lots of protocols not followed, and I think you raised a pertinent issue, which is around conflicting stories which are coming from police and others, which is, I think, why one of the first demands of the Yuendumu community is that they're asking for a swift and full independent investigation into the killing of Kumanjay Walker. In order for police accountability, the police must not be investigating themselves, which is a similar issue to what Aunty Tanya Day's family is asking for down here in Melbourne at the coronial inquest, and what Aunty Joyce Clark's family are asking for in Geraldton as well. And, you know, it's just an issue with police investigating police where only parts of information is shared to the public. And, you know, if we have an independent investigation, then I think that the facts can be relayed in a way that's transparent and that accountability can take place.
Police, very often when there's a shooting, it's not just in Australia, when there's a shooting, a police shooting, the first information that is provided that is that the police were shooting in self-defense. And yet the community sometimes comes up with information that's conflicting with what the police say. In this instance, there's really a lot of questions to ask.
And that's another reason, I think, why the Yuendumu community is asking for the footage from the police station and from the body cams to be released as well, because that's one of the most objective ways we can actually see what happened, about whether, you know, it was, if there's any claims to self-defence, which in my opinion would be doubtful anyway, but, you know, if they released body cam footage, then that would be able to show everybody exactly what happened as well.
Yeah, but in Victoria, in a state, your state of Victoria, is the situation improving? We saw recently with the case of Tanya Day that there were some changes in the law here about the crime of public drunkenness, for instance. Are things improving as compared to the Northern Territory, where there seems to be nothing moving in the right direction?
I don't know if things are improving. I think when we see the similarities between police violence from Victoria to Northern Territory to Western Australia, across all the states, there's lots of commonalities, which is why we see families asking for similar things to occur, like independent investigation, like body cam footage being released, like transparency and what occurred and that sort of thing. That's what they want in terms of police accountability.
Yeah. There's also Natsol has been calling for the same thing as well. So the community is standing together and calling for the same thing. Anything we haven't mentioned that you would like to add to the conversation?
I think everybody to show up and show your solidarity and support for families at the time of need and time of crisis. You can follow online as well, and to use the hashtags either Justice for Walker or I Stand With Yuendumu or hashtag Black Lives Matter on your Twitter, Instagram and Facebook pages in order to elevate the cause. If you can, there'll be a GoFundMe page which will be shared on the Warriors for Aboriginal Resistance page and other pages which you can if you can, to contribute to the families and the community fundraising that's going to be taking place in order so they can bury their community member and also so they can continue their advocacy in order to seek justice for the death and of Kumanjo Walker. And just so everyone knows that the community, the Yuendumu community and his family are the ones that are calling for these rallies to be taking place, and people speaking on radio are all doing so with the families, at the families' request. So I thank them for their trust and offer them, and I'm sure everyone does, offer them our sincere condolences and also our rage and our solidarity and our actions. So thank you for speaking to me today.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.